3. Memories.
September 11th, Wednesday. Remembering September 11th. Wow, can you believe it's been a year already? I don't think there are enough words to describe how I or the millions of other people affected by this tragedy feel about this incident. For the past couple of days, I have seen the day of September 11th happen all over again. To relive the tragedy by watching the incident on television is just mind-boggling. Whenever I see the crash of the towers, the people jumping out of the buildings, and the people's reactions to what they saw, I just can't help crying. It hurts to see the images over and over again. And I thank God that He has blessed my friends, family, and I to just continue on living. Even though I do not live in New York, and thankfully I did not lose anyone in the attacks, as an American, it still hurts to see the tragedy. The images of what happened on that momentous day will be embedded in my mind for the rest of my life and in all our lives. It's just something you can never forget. My prayers and thoughts continue to go out to those who died last year, the men and women who sacrificed their lives, and to the families that lost loved ones. I can't even imagine the pain they went through and are still going through. All I know is that September the 11th made us grow closer together as a nation. We continue to have hope as we unite. And that is something that can never be taken away from us. Remembering this day also makes me especially proud of my brother and all the men and women in our military that fight for our freedom and make me proud to be an American. June 17th, Thursday. Childhood. I remember kindergarten. I liked a guy, Josh? I don't remember. And I used to write his name all over my paper. Kindergarten was good. Then the rest of school was bad. I was shy, so I didn't make friends easily. I remember being taunted and teased a lot. There are so many times I remember laying my head down on my desk and crying. People would go and get the teacher, and she would try to comfort me. People always laughed at me. I hate it very much. The slightest insult stuck in my mind for the longest time. I dwelled on the negative thought people had about me. Still do. I remember one birthday party I invited all the popular girls. I invited a lot of people. Only one girl showed up. And I think her mom probably made her come. I remember trying to impress people so that they would like me. I remember feeling worried and nervous that people would reject me. The first day of school was always so nerve-wracking for me. Still is. I wanted so badly to make a good impression. Everyone thought I was a shy little good girl. I hated school because people made me miserable. I always felt like a freak. The popular girls were all so much better than me, or so they thought. And they never let me forget it.
May 26, Sunday. Sunny. Most vivid memory of childhood. My most vivid memory is of my father dying of cancer. He had been sick for many years. I remember clearly the day before he died. My mother told all of us to go in the room, one by one, and say goodbye to Dad. I was only 9 at that time. Went in there. He was in a coma. To this day, I don't know if he heard me or not. At only 9 years old, how can I possibly say everything I need to say? How can I even wrap my mind around the thought that he won't be here anymore? Won't watch me growing up. I didn't know what to say or how to deal with the fact that this would more than likely be the last thing I'd ever say to him. I remember going over and over in my mind, trying to remember what the last words I'd said to him were when he was awake. So I stood there, holding his hand for a long time. And then I said the only thing my 9-year-old brain could come up with at the moment that seemed to cover it all. I simply said, "I love you, Daddy." He died the next day, on my mom and dad's 36th wedding anniversary. I hope he heard me. I hope he still does.
December 10th. Saturday. Sunny. The best gift ever. It was in April of this year. I had just got home from my old job. I was losing my job that I had for over a year, so I was very upset. I opened the door to my room and threw my cap on the floor and looked up on my bed. There sat in a little brown basket the tiniest, most adorable little kitten I had ever seen. I sat down next to him and he looked at me all groggy-like. Then I picked him up and brought him out of the kitchen where Jen sat. I was like, "Is this from you?" And she said, "Yeah." "Remember how I told you my cat had kittens and you said you wanted one?" "Well, there he is." Ah, I didn't know what to say. I was so happy. That night he pissed on my leg while I was sleeping, and it was gross. He continued to be a huge pain in the ass. For a week or so, I wasn't sure I wanted to keep him. But then he got used to living here. He became the sweetest thing in the world, and I completely fell in love. Now he's a big boy, and he still curls up with me every night and sleeps on my lap when I play the computer. He's like my little buddy. We're inseparable. I completely adore my kitten, and he adores me back. Except for right now. He's angry with me because I yelled at him for beating up the other cats. Now he's hiding behind the Christmas tree. I know this may sound weird, but because of this kitty cat, I have learned something. I didn't plan to have this little cat running around. But now I do. And I really don't know how I ever got along without him. I adore him. So yeah, my little kitten is by far the best gift I've ever received.